This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced a new $300 million arms package for Ukraine on Wednesday, including air defense systems and tens of millions of rounds of ammunition, but warned Kyiv that U.S. weaponry should not be used to attack within Russia.
We have communicated privately to the Ukrainians as recently as last week or so, that we don't want to see U.S.-supplied equipment used to strike inside Russia, that we don't support attacks inside Russia, and that we are not going to change our policy about not enabling or encouraging those attacks.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The U.S. House of Representatives squared up to vote on Wednesday to suspend the U.S. debt limit, a critical step to avoid a destabilizing default, Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Republicans control the House by a narrow majority, but the debt ceiling bill will need support from both parties to pass, as members on either side of the aisle object to significant parts of the legislation. The legislation would suspend the U.S. debt limit through January 1st, 2025, allowing Biden and lawmakers to set aside the politically risky issue until after the 2024 election. The Treasury Department has warned that it will not be able to cover all the government's obligations by June 5th if Congress doesn't act.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. A spokesman for Sudan's military says it has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it has been battling for weeks. The development is a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, who have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This